And once again, welcome to the Power Hour. It's January 5th, 2022. This is Wednesday Hump Day in many of your catalogs. And we appreciate you joining us. Dave Krieger with you on the microphone. And, of course, the call-in number is 844-769-2944. If you'd like to chime in on any one of a number of subject matters that may be on your mind, the only way that we know what you're thinking is if you decide to engage your finger. Yes, you've heard that old saying, let your fingers do the walking. Yeah, that's the old Yellow Pages thing. God, I'm dating myself again. Here's the thing. You know, you have an opportunity, and this is what we like about this kind of radio, is it goes in so many different directions. We're on satellite, we're on radio, we're on internet, and however you want to communicate, you can do that. And the beauty of it is that we have a power mall that allows us to fund this project. And this week, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, which we went over on the show on Monday. And Tranquil, we're still doing the buy one, get one while supplies last. And we have the real Anthony Fauci. Yes, the little Hitler in Washington. We have him. Actually, Dr. Joseph Mengele. Hitler's in the White House. Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we did interview on the show. You can listen to that interview. We have it kind of blocked off on thepowerhour.com. So you can get in there and listen to that interview again and again if you missed it and you want to soak up as much information as possible. That's the most important thing on this show is education, information. Try to decipher through the BS and give you the God's honest truth as best as we can give it to you. And if you have, like I say, input, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We're going to be joined at the bottom of this hour by Dr. Jane Orient. She has a website, drjaneorient.com. That's drjaneorient.com. She also is connected with the American Association, or Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org. These are the frontline folks. She's the executive director of the whole group, and she's going to be on the show at the bottom of the hour to take questions, because nobody likes to get the jab forced on them. And we need to get our news unfiltered, and we need truthful news, not the nonsense that's going on now. The sad thing about the vaccine is they politicized it, and they, meaning those little bureaucrat deep states in Washington, they're the ones politicizing this. And it's a sad state of affairs when people are so confused, they just go right along with what the government does and what they say. And if the government says, jump off a bridge, a bunch of people will do it because they're desperate. They're clinging to their, I call it the Titanic syndrome. You know, the ship hits an iceberg, it breaks apart. And people are floating in the water, and they're grabbing onto anything and each other. And we're talking about pieces of driftwood, anything that they can get that's floating on the surface of the water to hang on to because they don't want to die. And see, that means believing everything the gobbledygook Communist News Network and MSDNC put out. As far as information goes, it's all false. It's fake news. And then you get our president of the United States, the former president, well, this one that's in the White House with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, he can't even get his years straight. He gets on TV and starts talking about the year 2020. It's 2022, folks. Where's he been for the last 2 years? Yes, I know, in La La Land. And sadly, all of our enemies out there around the world know that he is in mental decline. And I see in his future, well, at least Ted Cruz does, according to news headlines. Here's the thing. When you've got all these congressmen and senators eyeballing the state of the White House and what is happening and the fact that they've got to do something to stop it, Ted Cruz is warning impeachment could be coming soon for President Biden. Hallelujah. As a red wave appears to be ready to crest over the House of Representatives in the November midterms, Republican Senator Ted Cruz expects that will be followed by investigations of the Biden administration and possibly the impeachment of the little man, Hair Sniffer Joe. He's very optimistic, the senator said, about this year in the latest episode of the Verdict with Ted Cruz podcast. He puts the odds of the Republicans taking over the House at 90-10, maybe even higher than that. The GOP is less likely to take over the Senate. He refers that as the upper chamber. I put our odds at taking the Senate 50-50. I think it's going to be a really good year, but it's a bad map. He said having Republicans control the House will alter the political dynamics of Washington. I honestly believe that to be the case. We need to take over Washington because the Democratic-controlled House has done nothing but polarize America. They've not passed anything of any substance that is a benefit to Americans. Everything they've attempted to pass enslaves Americans. It's not going to work. Doesn't work for me. Doesn't work for you. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a marginal libertarian. I do believe in the Constitution and what it says. I took an oath when I entered the service during NAM to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both what? Fill in a blank, foreign and domestic. And domestic means the people running the ship show. They're domestic enemies. They are enemies of we the people because they want power and they will do anything to get it. Chicago, if you live up there in Chicago, the public schools canceled classes today after the city's teachers union voted overwhelmingly to return to remote learning amid a surge in coronavirus cases, defying the city's order to return to the classroom. This is another thing. And it's not that unions are bad. Unions did at a point in time serve their purpose. And they still do in some cases. But in other cases, especially with a teachers union, it's a little bit shaky because we the people are paying their wages. We the people pay school tax every year when we pay our property taxes. And this goes to fund these folks that basically want to enslave your children's minds and warp them and turn them against their parents. Folks, this is all part of the bigger plan. This is what they want to do. They want to break up the family unit. And that has been out since the 70s. The diatribe came from a pamphlet that was found in a computer called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And this particular dossier contains references to Operation Cable Splicer and Operation Garden Plot, something nobody talks about these days. Oh, my God. You can't talk about that, Dave. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, sorry, but it actually does exist. Operation Cable Splicer is the means by which, and this is a complete network map, by which the federal government will attempt to come in and take control of the states and their governments. And ultimately, in each state, we the people. Operation Garden Plot. Oh, that's even more sinister. That basically identifies who all the individual dissidents are, the ones that they want to round up and put in FEMA camps and re-educate them or exterminate them if they don't die of the COVID jab already. We don't know what's going on with that COVID jab because the narrative keeps changing. I don't even want to talk about what the CDC is saying these days. Because every time they turn around, they got a new rule, and they're so confusing, which is one of the reasons why we want to have Dr. Jane Orion on the show. We've got lots of news to talk about today. And so, as I say, you have the opportunity to get on that phone and call 844-769-2944 and give me some jib-jab about it. An official from the World Health Organization told a press conference another COVID-19 variant has infected a dozen people in France. It's been on the agency's radar. They're calling it the IHU variant, nicknamed by researchers at the Marseille-based Méditerranée Infection University Hospital Institute. And it's infected individuals in the Southern Alps region of the country. Abdi Mahmoud, who incident manager, told researchers in Geneva it's too soon to speculate on the virological, epidemiological, or clinical features of the variant that was identified in November at about the same time as Omicron came out. Folks, if you haven't figured it out, the variants come from what's in the jab, because the people that are spinning the variants are the ones that got vaccinated. That's the term they like to use. They're vaccinated, and so they're spinning off this virus. Because when they got the jab had AIDS in it. Now, I don't say that blindly. I got my information from Jean-Luc Montagnier, Nobel laureate, who put a paper out that I read that said, we've identified the other 4% of what's in the jab and what's in this virus. It's AIDS. Human immunodeficiency virus, AIDS. It's the same virus that causes AIDS. And it is a what we call a recombinant virus. It is able to produce, according to Robert Strecker from back in the 70s when he did the research on this, 655 trillion different strains. That's a lot of strains. And so, what do you expect with all the new variants? Well, I can tell you what to expect. I can tell you fear-mongering will continue until we the people unzip their fly and hose them down in cold water. These people need to be told to shut up unless they have something better to do with their time other than try to control and make us all mad. And specifically, I'm making reference to an article Breitbart put out, whereas French President Emmanuel Macron has caused outrage after saying he aims to, and I quote here, piss off the unjabbed in the country by implementing a vaccine pass regime. And here's his quote. I really want to piss them off. That's his quote regarding the French unvaccinated during an interview this week, sparking outrage in the country. He made the comments in relation to the government's plan to implement a vaccine pass regime in France, a plan which has now been repeatedly frustrated after debate surrounding the measure was suspended again in the wee hours of this morning. He says, me, I'm not for pissing off the French, according to a report by Le Monde, but as for the unvaccinated, I really want to piss them off. And so we will continue to do so until the end. Maybe Macron, if he's taken the jab, maybe he will have a heart attack and we don't have to hear from him anymore. I mean, the French, the unvaccinated French are the smart ones. And it doesn't matter. They're always going to be pissed off. And the reason is because they know something is wrong. They're looking at the statistics and going, hey, why is it that everybody that's getting COVID are the ones that got vaccinated? Well, duh. They put COVID in the jab, for crying out loud. The spike proteins, the bioweapon, is the jab. And if you take it, guess what? You're going to succumb. Now, it may not happen right away, because we have some people who are very, very highly hypersensitive to this jab, and they got it, and hours later, up to a week later, they dropped dead. They had a heart attack, had a stroke, had blood clots. And it's all over the world. I mean, we have damn near a million people dead. And it's all because of the jab, but they don't want to admit it. No, the disinformation campaign comes out because, God forbid, we would want to know the truth, because then maybe everybody would say, well, I'm not taking that shot. It is one of those sad state of affairs when your government is your enemy and they lie to you through the spoon-fed media at every turn. That's the problem. The government is not your friend. Yet all these Democrats out there want a handout. They're entitled. They belong to something. They deserve to be identified. They deserve to have the jab. And they went out and got it. In fact, the statistics are showing 9 out of 10 Democrats went and got it. You know, it's kind of crazy. The Democratic Party's got the agenda it does, yet it wants to kill off 90% of its voting base. It's crazy, isn't it? And here's the funny thing. You got President Trump out there promoting the fact he got the booster, which I wouldn't have done if I were him, but he did it anyway because that's how he is. He's a braggart. He likes to pat himself on the back a lot and tell everybody about all his great achievements and go hang out at Mar-a-Lago with Melania. Well, you know what? He has gotten what he deserved. When you work hard, you get what you deserve. You get success. But then if you let it go to your head, you cease to become a human being, and then you want to become a dictator. Then what you say goes, and it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. You know better than everyone else. Wait a minute, that sounds almost like a Democrat. But the thing is, see, it works both directions. It's a two-headed coin. Congress is a two-headed coin. Both sides of the aisle have caused this mess. And here's the thing. When Trump wanted Operation Warp Speed, guess what? It was already in motion. The vaxes were already there. The formulas were already on the table. They've been on the tables 5 years earlier. Just like the Patriot Act. When 9/11 happened, that thing was already on the shelf, starting to collect dust. They'd already drafted that. It was already in the plan. It's not conspiracy theory. They passed it, didn't they? And you got buffoons like Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West, up there saying, hey, we have to pass it before we know what's in it. Excuse me? What kind of idiot do we have as Speaker of the House? I mean, this is just nuts. I'm not talking conservative here. I'm talking common sense. Why on earth would somebody pass somebody or pass something and sign something into law if they don't know what's in it? I mean, isn't that just like craziness to you? So you have to understand, when you got somebody like French President Macron wanting to piss off the unjabbed, you know, he's actually shooting himself in the foot on this one, folks. But other leaders of other countries are taking his cue, and they want to jab as many people as possible, not realizing, and whether they're just floating this narrative because they know really what's going to happen to the ones that got the jab, that they're eventually going to be dead in 3 years. And it is highly likely, according to Michael Yeadon, who is a doctor, used to work for Pfizer, got a conscience and left them. And when you have that many scientists coming out saying, hey, this whole narrative is wrong, this is irresponsible, they're violating the Nuremberg Code, they're behaving like Nazis, giving everybody this jab, and not really telling them that we are going to alter your DNA and your life cycle. You are going to die earlier than expected because we have to control the population. It's a sad state of affairs in America when you let these power-hungry buffoons be in charge. We the people then have no say except on the local level, which is one of the reasons why we've been having some problem solving going on the local level and things that you can do. And if you know someone who has just moved here to a red state, and you're in a red state, and they've moved here from a blue state, you have a duty to go ask them, when you left your blue state, did you cancel your voter registration in that state? Because you can't vote twice. You can't come and vote there and vote here. And did you change? You know, here's the thing. If you find out your neighbor actually moved from New York, you probably could go into the New York records and the election records and see if they're still registered to vote. And you can call them out on it. You can rat them out to the election supervisor and say, hey, they just moved down here and they still have, you know, they still have their voter registration in New York. Here's the thing. If you want to stop voter fraud, take a stand. That's what helps. You encourage your neighbor to cancel his voter registration in the state he's living in. And if he refuses to do so, then you make the call. You have to do something. I mean, if you move and you're listening to this program, you have a duty, an obligation as an American, law-abiding God-fearing American to change your voter registration status. You need to cancel it in the state you move from and enact it in the state you moved to. That's what makes elections fair. When you go out and you start re-registering yourself, you know, that's why they're passing all these laws. And I don't blame them for wanting voter ID. I would be honored to present my ID at the polls to prove I am who I am. You have to show it every other time. What's wrong with voting? Oh, no, we can't have that, the Democrats cry. We have to be able to cheat, and we can't do that unless we have mail-in ballots. And in order to have mail-in ballots and to be able to promote it, we need to change the narrative. And so the COVID thing has to keep everybody locked down so we can control the narrative and control the mail-in ballots. And we can lie through our teeth and stay in power. That's what this is all about. I think everybody's wised up to that. So besides all of the nonsense regarding COVID, we have all of these people coming across the border. And we don't know how many. And the Biden administration is yet to release a report that details the number removed from the U.S. in 2021, keeping us all in the dark about handling the immigration crisis. We will discuss that in more detail because senators and congressmen in D.C. are getting a little bit frustrated and are starting to do something about it. Once again, our number, 844-769-2944. We encourage you to pick up the phone. And after we get through with this break at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Jane Orient. Stay with us.
Began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
And it's 31 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. Yes, almost a year to the day that they had this little powwow in D.C. Things are still in a state of confusion here in America as we enter into our second segment. We have a wonderful person on the line that is standing up for we the people. Dr. Jane Orient is with us here on the Power Hour. She is the Executive Director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. The website is aapsonline.org, physiciansforinformedconsent.org, and drjaneorient.com. And so you can get up close and personal with this doctor because she is an on-air contributor speaking on healthcare reform, has appeared on some of the largest TV and radio shows in the country. Her op-eds have been printed in hundreds of local and national papers, magazines, internet, major blogs, covered in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. She's a clinical lecturer in medicine at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, getting her undergrad degrees in chemistry and math from University of Arizona, her MD from Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons. The author of Sapira's Art and Science of Bedside Diagnosis, published by Lippincott, Williams, and Wilkins. She also authored Your Doctor Is Not In, Healthy Skepticism About National Healthcare, published by Crown. And, of course, the AAPS has been a voice for patients and physicians' independence since 1943. Yet today I run into so many of them that are fearful of their job losing it because they refuse to take the jab. They've woken up and all of a sudden realized, hey, there's something not right here. We didn't have this vaccine. That's what they're calling it. I call it the jab. But we didn't have that all during this frontline assault by COVID in March of 2020. And all of a sudden, as soon as the president says warp speed, oh, here's the jab. They've already got it off the shelf. It's been in motion for 5 years prior. Wow. And now we're being told everywhere we go, from your local pharmacy to your grocery store, that it's safe and effective. Really? I think, Dr. Jane, you might have a different take on that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I think everybody needs to look into this jab, as you say. And unfortunately, the message is just being censored, that the only thing that doctors and the establishment are allowed to say is that it's safe and effective. But if you look at the government's own database, which is supposed to be their early warning system for bad effects, that's the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, there have already been more than 20,000, maybe more than 21,000 deaths reported. More have been reported. They're just so far behind in entering them in the system. We can't say that the vaccine caused them, but they happened soon after the vaccine, probably most of them in the first 48 hours. We don't have another explanation, and we've had the same reporting system for decades, and this is the first time we've had this enormous number of deaths, and along with a million other adverse events reported, that it's more than with all other vaccines for all years combined. And certainly this is a danger signal.
Well, it is, and the idea that they want to force it. I mean, certain countries right now, like Austria, I mean, I was just reporting about what they were doing in France with President Emmanuel Macron wanting to piss off the unvaccinated. Biden has made this a war against the unvaccinated because people have woken up. So obviously some of this message is getting out there. What's your association doing to try to steer the course in the right direction?
I think that we are just putting out information in our journal and in our newsletter that includes these adverse reports, that we are taking a strong stand that we've really had since the year 2000, at least officially on the record, against vaccine mandates, that vaccines are no different from other medical interventions. Their risks and benefits, and these vary greatly with the individual. And we don't believe in just massively vaccinating everybody. It's a huge experiment, but it's a very lousy experiment. It doesn't have a control group. It doesn't have a good method of following up on the adverse reactions, and it's unethical because it does not require informed consent. It has no way of taking care of people who might be injured. The compensation system is paltry and extremely limited at best. That manufacturers are virtually immune from any sort of liability, even if they tell lies, even if their product's contaminated, even if it's far more dangerous than they are leading us to believe. You really can't sue them like you could for breast implants or for the various drugs, for which they have, by the way, paid billions of dollars in criminal fines.
They have. And see, I'm looking at four different bulletins that the Physician for Informed Consent have put out. This particular one is Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine short-term efficacy and safety data. And at the very top in red lettering, it said this vaccine has not been approved or licensed for children 15 years or younger. Yet what do they want to do? They want to jab all our kids. Even Biden said the same thing. I got a problem with that.
Well,
don't you?
It has not been fully licensed and approved for anybody.
That's right.
Something called Comirnaty, which is supposedly identical in most respects, but is legally not identical, got a biologic license authorization, so it can be manufactured, but it's really not available in the United States. It's still under emergency use authorization here. So is the Pfizer, specifically, only under an EUA, which requires that receipt be voluntary. But I think people going to the drugstore, they're getting their vaccine, they're not even being asked to sign a consent form.
Ow. You know, the danger of that is these people are not doctors and nurses. These people are counter techs, pharmacy techs. And what if they hit a vein instead of a muscle? Then what?
Well, we don't know. In fact, the instructions are that you do not do the usual procedure for doing intramuscular injections. You're always supposed to pull back on the syringe to see if you get blood. And if you do get blood, you need to find another site because you're in a vein. And it is never acceptable to squirt anything into a vein that's not approved for intravenous use. But, you know, this is deliberately omitted. And what's the reason for that? Who knows? I mean, some people have reported very bizarre side effects occurring immediately with the injection. It's suspected that it might have been intravenous, but we don't know because we tell people don't do what you nurses and doctors have been taught to do since we started giving IM injections.
Well, and the sad thing about it is I go into a store and a grocery store and I see them sitting there. Now they're taking them into a closed room. So it's not publicly visible in some stores, and they say no videotaping. It's like, wow, they are really trying to cover their butts here. You know, something is askew when you have all these frontline doctors that survived COVID, and now you've got all this misinformation out there. And largely, to me, it's mainstream media and the government that is spoon-feeding this to the people, and most of them, I call them sheeple, because they refuse to become we the people if they're motivated by fear to go get this stuff. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, I think so. And I think, keep in mind that the major media are all owned by a few huge corporations in which Big Pharma has a controlling interest. And if they were to say anything that provides vaccine hesitancy or skepticism or just the slightest hint that they might not be good for you, they could lose their whole advertising revenue. And so they are not willing to say anything. I'm putting these people in a closed room, what, you don't want the public to see if they keel over afterwards? And if you do have to call the paramedics, it really impedes their performance. I mean, they're supposed to keep the people around for half an hour to see whether they have anaphylactic shock, which requires emergency treatment. Are these pharmacy techs who are giving an injection every 3 minutes qualified to do that? Do they have the equipment that they need to do that? I think probably not.
No, you're right about that. I haven't seen any defib equipment hanging around in these grocery stores and pharmacies. And certainly, you know, when you have a some of these people, they wear this jab like a badge of honor, which really blows my mind. Like they've really drank the Kool-Aid. And part of the problem is they have not gotten fully informed consent. They don't understand. They're just being told by the government one thing and they choose to believe it. And so this is a battle. And I've noticed that you've been choosing your words very carefully as far as not stepping outside or into a gray area, where, you know, they're looking at you and going, hey, you said, I mean, the thing is, Carrie Mate and other people I have interviewed, Dr. David Martin, have all come out and said, this is an effort to depopulate the world. And I don't know what the position is of the AAPS. You may have a take on that.
We're not speculating about people's motives. So we're just talking about what we see, that people are having very serious adverse reactions, including death. The procedure for doing this is highly irregular. It's unethical. It's shocking. It's never been done this way before. And people are not getting the accurate information. And at the same time, they're being denied access to early treatments that have been known to be safe for 60 years. So, yeah, it looks like something evil is going on. I don't have any inside information. I'm not speculating on people's motives. I'm not going to say that your doctor is trying to kill you, even though my patients are asking me, do you think they're trying to kill us? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm seeing, that people are having serious adverse effects, and they're not getting the complete picture about them. They're going around boasting that they're heroes for getting this vaccine. Well, why are they heroes if it's perfectly safe and effective? Why should they be bragging about it? I mean, it's completely contradictory.
Well, one of the friends that I used to have in Florida, an acquaintance of mine, got his second Pfizer jab, and 4 days later, he's dead of a heart attack. And then the court,
athletes that are collapsing on the field of play. They haven't been injured. They were perfectly healthy before. They were vaccinated a few days before, although you generally don't find that out. And this is happening so frequently. It's never been seen like this before. When do you go to a game and expect the star player to be carried off the field, never to be seen on the field again? And why do we have young men getting myocarditis? They may claim that it's rare and mild, but it's not so rare. I mean, people are seeing cases that never even heard of it before, and it is really never mild to have something that's inflaming your heart muscle, killing heart cells so that they're going to be replaced by scar tissue. Well, with these young men, they're never going to be able to engage in strenuous activities of any kind, perhaps. I mean, how much of our younger generation putting at risk we're not testing people to see whether they have subclinical reactions to the first injection, see whether their cardiac enzymes are up, seeing whether there's any changes on their ultrasound that are worrisome before we give them the second jab. If we're really serious at finding out whether or not this is a big problem, we would be doing research on to find this out.
Now, when you have patients come to you, Dr. Orient, do you do, and they tell you, well, I got the jab, do you then say, well, I'd like to do a D-dimer test on you to see if you're clotting?
Well, some of them have gotten the jab. It has usually been quite a while ago, and they're not having any symptoms. So I have not been doing that routinely in a lot of the patients, although I do recommend to people, if they're going to get the jab, that they would consider having these tests done after the first one before they get the second one.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's good as far as the follow-up. A lot of people, of course, there is and are alternate therapies that you can take that we've had certain doctors and folks on the show that, you know, are promoting the fact that, you know, boosting your immune system is probably the best way to not only avoid the disease itself, but in addition to that, if you've had at least the jab, the first jab, and Moderna is like a half dose. A lot of people I know that have had it are taking NAC and a wide variety of other things.
Well, I think it's a good idea to have good nutrition all the time. And certainly there are studies showing that those people who are vitamin D deficients do a lot less well with COVID-19, and that those who have adequate levels of vitamin D, say 15 nanograms per milliliter at least, are very rarely dying or having severe effect. And we know that most people in the world, particularly in the colder climates, are vitamin D deficient. They just don't get enough sunlight. They wear sunscreen, or they're fully clothed always when they go outside, or it's just too darn cold. And some people have said that the flu season is really vitamin D deficiency season, because people have been indoors out of the sun all winter long, and their vitamin D levels have been depleted.
Right. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Jane Orient. Now, here's somebody that is on the front line trying to get the information out. She believes that Americans need unfiltered news, and they need to stop watering down. I really believe, Dr. Jane, that they have manipulated the data in the VAERS system. What say you to that?
I think that they are throwing out reports. So I have heard by people who are following these carefully. I think that certainly reporting is discouraged by medical personnel. The hospitals will say, well, we know the vaccines are safe, and we don't want you reporting these, and a lot of doctors don't even know about it. So I think that there is definitely underreporting. One study showed that maybe only 1% of reactions actually make it into VAERS. And what they do with the information after it's there, I think you need some insider research to find that out. But certainly people are not getting phone calls to follow up once they've put in a report.
No doubt. And see, this is something that's been bothering me, is because if you're saying only 1%, I mean, I looked up Title 42, Section 330, and supposedly this is a law that they have to report this stuff to the VAERS system, the way it was set up during the Reagan administration. Is that not so?
Yes, reporting of severe adverse reaction is supposedly required, but there is no enforcement mechanism, and it's simply not being done. And studies have shown that just things that show up in the chart, but do not show up in the VAERS system.
Ow. Well, that's sad. These frontline doctors, I know you've been in touch with a number of them. How are they, I guess, working in conjunction with your organization to get more unfiltered news out there? And who are you dealing with primarily?
Well, we are a completely independent organization. There is some overlap in memberships. There's certainly a lot of overlap in the messages that we put out. And I think like Simone Gold has written an excellent white paper on many of these concerns.
Okay, so, but I mean, we were talking before we went on air that Dr. Peter McCullough and people like that are actually in contact with your group.
Yes, Peter McCullough is a member of our group. We've had him at our meeting. A number of us were at the lecture that he gave in Phoenix recently. It was extremely well attended, at least 300 people, and that was as many as the room could possibly hold. He is certainly worth listening to. Every time I listen to him, I learn a lot. And he is strictly scientific. Look, this is the data. This is what we're seeing. We have firsthand experience in treating patients, and this is what is happening with them. And he's a cardiologist. He's the most published cardiologist in the world. And when he speaks about myocarditis, how can you not listen to him?
That's true. And, I mean, there's been others out there as well. Dr. Zelenko. I mean, there's a ton of different people out there. Lee Merritt. They're all on the front line. They're all putting their careers at risk. And is this a big concern with the people that are members of your association?
I think that all doctors are afraid, and it only takes maybe a couple of reports of doctors being invested by the medical board to strike terror into their hearts. I mean, at the very least, it's an expensive, very stressful, and lengthy, time-consuming process to defend yourself. The board has to investigate complaints. They can be anonymous. They can come from an employer who didn't like you, the fact that you wrote for a medical exemption. They can be from a pharmacist who himself does not believe in using ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. I think sometimes the medical board members themselves report on physicians. And the pharmacy boards and the Federation of State Medical Boards is encouraging squelching what they call harmful information, but what I would consider is just asking questions, just as reasonable dissent, just as following the data about the real observations in treating patients.
Okay, Chad in North Carolina, you are on the phone with Dr. Jane Orient. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you, both of you, for your dedication. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. But I had a big question. It seemed like they had stonewalled mandating the vaccines, and I wanted to ask a little bit about my situation. I work at a large industrial plant, definitely more than 100 employees, and they've been going along with this masking policy. But they also, yesterday, I heard on our mainstream conservative FM station that our Governor Cooper was trying to push for getting people tested and vaccinated, despite all the holdup in the courts, to push for vaccine mandates for companies of over 100 employees. They haven't mandated it where I'm at yet, but they are promoting it. They've even had days where they, you know, entice to come get the shot at work in the parking lot and things like that. There's just no informed consent whatsoever. I'm just sick of it all. Something I can do, because I'm sort of in a bind where I can't, my printer is kind of offline, and I can't even print documents to, you know, give to the staff there, you know, showing how this is just this, there's no informed consent, nothing safe about it.
Well, what you're saying is certainly heard throughout the land, and a lot of the companies are going along with it anyway, even though they're not required to. But Biden has, I think, virtually told people, well, just ignore the law. We think we have the authority to do this. And actually, you don't have any constitutional rights with respect to the company that you work for. And a lot of people are facing a brutal choice of get the jab or lose their job, lose their retirement benefits that they may be within a few months of obtaining. So this is really bullying and coercion to get people to do something that they do not want to do, that, by the way, is not working. We have all these jabs, and the excess mortality rate is going up. We have all of these masking and social distancing mandates and quarantine mandates in various places, and the cases are still going up. It doesn't seem to make any difference in the case rate. People who are getting the vaccines are still getting infected. At least we know this from the UK and from Israel and from other places. I think that they're not telling the truth about the true vaccination rate in American hospitals. But people are really being forced to act on the basis of things that may be outright lies, but certainly are not backed up by evidence, and certainly is not, it disregards longstanding principles of both medical ethics and international law to compel people to do things that may be of greater, that may cause them harm. Maybe greater harm than the benefit to them, even though they say, well, you're doing a patriotic duty for society as a whole, and if you die, well, that's just what it takes.
So, Chad, are you being maligned at work because of your resistance to taking the jab?
No, it's not mandated, but, you know, some people have done it thinking that it's not that it won't hurt them. But I've got three relatives who have taken one form of it. Two of them had an adverse reaction. One of them was elderly, and probably, you know, they won't let her get up out of bed in a nursing home because she collapsed the day after she got it. I'm not making this stuff up. This is for real. I've had strangers walk up to me to start a conversation about the shirt I wore, you know, against vaccines. Told me people in the region, young people in their 20s, got it and were, you know, dead within, you know, a week or 2 weeks. And so it's, I've heard this. This was early on, months ago, when I started hearing this stuff. So they're not really maligning people, but they have a way that they deflect people inquiring about it. They tell you, oh, well, we'll refer your questions to human resources. So if you do, like, say, John Singleton was a past guest on the Power Hour, said, you confer with the legal counsel, they just ignore your requests for, you know, about the efficacy of masks and any other medical device that they're trying to impose, and leave it up to HR. And it just goes on and on and on. So I haven't been able to get anywhere with it, although I understand they have no duty of care. A business has no duty of care. They're not there to protect the public health, but I'm sure, according to that, they've got to be getting some kind of money to push this stuff. And now,
well, I appreciate that, Chad.
Biden,
thanks for chiming in. We're at the break, and so unfortunately, if you want to hang till after the break and continue our conversation, I think Dr. Orient, because we don't want to keep her, we appreciate your being on the Power Hour. I think it is all about getting the truth out, and we appreciate what your organization is doing to further that effort. And thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, there we go, folks. Top of the hour. We got more news, more conversation. The number, 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be back and taking more of your phone calls.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.